Many students are back in the classroom as a new school year kicks off, and their teachers have likely been busy ahead of their return. For many teachers, that might mean they've spent their own money on a variety of classroom items that their schools and districts did not or would not provide. Hundreds of teachers have shared their tabs on social media, some reporting hundreds, even thousands of dollars spent so far this year. Rebecca Gorelli is a sixth grade science teacher in Phoenix and one of the leaders behind last year's Red for Ed movement, and she joins us now to talk about the sometimes pricey preparations. Rebecca, good morning. Are you seeing any noticeable difference in the classroom that indicates that actually more money has been committed there?
Absolutely not. The only actual dollars we've seen have come in small increases in paychecks. Not one teacher I've spoken to or heard on Facebook through, we've been doing a little bit of surveying on our Facebook pages and listening to comments from people, is that the money is not trickling down to the classroom, the actual needs of the classroom for supplies, infrastructure. We haven't seen that yet. But the only monies we have seen are directly related to increases, very small increases in salary.
What does that say to you then about what's going on?
It says that we're not prioritizing the actual needs of the classroom. We're not prioritizing the needs of the teachers or the students. Class size is still enormously large. I put a Facebook post asking people, what's your class size this year? Where are you standing as we speak at the beginning of the year? And we're looking at 30 plus in many classes, even down to kindergarten, which is very disheartening because we need additional funding to decrease the size and really increase student achievement. And it's just disheartening.
Teachers have already had to spend out of their own pockets when it comes to their classrooms to try to help their students, whether it's to create a more comfortable learning environment, that sort of thing. What are teachers having to prioritize in terms of spending like that?
So we actually, you know, surveyed people a little bit ago asking, you know, how much did you spend in your classroom and what was that spending actually spent on, what materials? And so we had people anywhere from basic necessities of notebooks and pencils and glue to I need furniture, I don't have any shelving. And the shelving I do have is actually, you know, falling apart and crumbling. So I'm just going to go and purchase something or go to Goodwill on my own accord. I just think there's a spectrum of where people are spending their dollars, anywhere from $50 all the way up to over $1,000. And it's a combination of basic necessities just to engage students in the learning process through all the way to, you know, decorating their classroom to make a more, you know, welcoming and inviting space for their students.
As we said, you are an educator in Phoenix, and at least your specialty, I will say, is science. And I wanted to ask you just one specific question about that, because when we're looking at science standards changing, and I know that in the past you've talked about having to use expired chemicals and whatnot for science labs, is there a bigger concern that that disparity is going to get even greater as the standards may have expectations that are going to cause certain things to fall even further behind because you don't have the material you need?
I'm really glad you asked that question. We have both new science and social studies standards. And so for educators to implement those instructional shifts and be successful in doing so, yes, that's going to require new resources. Yes, that may require new materials. We definitely can pull from our old resources, but I definitely think there's a correlation between having new standards and then not directly purchasing new curriculum, which obviously is, you know, we're a local control state. The ability to purchase materials comes through districts. But in general, yes, I would say that new science standards, new social studies standards are going to mean that educators are going to be spending more out of their pockets because they want to implement those standards in the appropriate, best way for their students.
As we look ahead to 2020, the legislative session, certainly the Red for Ed movement has made a huge impact here in Arizona. And I wonder going forward, how much do you expect there to have to be an effort? It doesn't have to necessarily be more candidates, though that may be the case, who have education backgrounds, but even just having to keep a closer eye on what the legislature is doing, what the governor is doing. How active do you expect the movement to be?
I anticipate the movement to be incredibly active. I think people have now had their eyes open to, you know, the legislative process, how it works, where funding comes from. I think we've done a really great job educating our members about the legislative process and really trying to plug people into the process so they understand it and then can figure out the best way that they want to spend their time. Where do they want to be active? Do they want to be active in a legislative district? Do they want to spend time going to their local governing, you know, school boards, that kind of thing? So I think, you know, it's going to vary. I think some districts are going to be heavily going to governing board meetings. I think other districts might want to pour their time into legislative districts that can be flipped. I mean, I think it's all going to depend on where you are and what you know, what your commitment is to the movement. But I'm going to say overall, I think we're very dedicated to continuing this work moving forward.
Is it possible to maintain that kind of momentum?
You know, in any movement, I think we have, you know, sort of a roller coaster pattern where we have, you know, strength in numbers and coming out in full force to, you know, slowing down and taking a step back. And so I think we're going to see movement in different ways. I think, you know, different issues will motivate and mobilize different groups. And over time, I'd say that we're moving forward no matter what. But the amount of energy is definitely going to vary depending on the issues and the locals.
All right. That is Rebecca Gorelli. She is a Phoenix-based educator. Rebecca, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.